It's Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer. Our show today is about childhood dreams. And now we have a story about a childhood dream that seemed unthinkable. Diane Whalen lives in Olympia, and when she was a little girl, she wanted to be close to God.
I wanted to be a nun because I went to Catholic schools, and in first grade, I knew that the sister was the one who was close to God, and that's what I wanted. Then I really discovered boys, and I figured the sister thing isn't going to work.
And at that time, did it occur to you even in the back of your mind that you might become clergy, like not just a sister, but a priest?
Yes. At 17, I was in church at Mass praying, and I heard these words, "You will give others the body and blood of Christ."
When you say you heard those words?
In my prayer, within myself. Was it auditory? No, I don't think so. But the words were clear. "You will give others the body and blood of Christ." And I did not know what that could possibly mean, because that was before the time that people were really thinking about priesthood for women.
And this may seem like some pretty remedial Sunday school stuff, but for people who aren't Catholic, what are the implications of that statement?
I didn't know at the time. The only thing I knew was that the only people who would give others the body and blood of Christ were priests. But I had no idea what it meant for me.
And did they stay with you, those words?
Well, they've stayed with me 50 years. So, yes, they did stay with me. They were part of me. I was involved a lot in church. I was a lector. I was a cantor. And then I trained as a spiritual director. And I've done that work for 33 years. And I figured that's how I'm living out my priesthood. It was hard to say I'll never be a priest, but in some ways, it wasn't hard because I just didn't see it happening.
So there you were living out your Catholic identity in a lot of very concrete ways. And you're doing all kinds of important work for the church. Why was it important for you to take the next step to actual ordination rather than live it out the way that you had been?
What happened was in 2002, there were seven women who were ordained in Europe in an illegal ceremony. I heard about this, and my first response was, good for these women. I'm glad they think they're priests. I don't really think they're priests. But as the years went by, I became open. I found out that there were several Catholic communities not connected with Rome that were ordaining women as priests. Then a woman who is a Roman Catholic woman priest bishop was coming to Seattle to speak, and I went to hear her. It was Patricia Friesen. As I was listening to it, my heart was just jumping out of my body, because I knew that her story was just like mine. The details were different, but there was this longing for priesthood that we never thought would happen. And then it did for her, and I knew that I had to explore to see if it would for me. So I talked with her after that, and she said, "Diane, in a couple years, you could be a Roman Catholic priest if you want to."
Wow. What was it like to hear that?
Oh, my God. I can't even tell you. I can feel it right now. I thought, my life is over as I've known it. It is completely over. I have to explore this. After that, in my own prayer, the image that I had was standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon and stepping off. I didn't fall, and I didn't fly. I was just suspended in air for weeks, it felt like. And then there was a road that started to come under me, and I could take one step at a time, and that was it. I had no idea where it was going, but knowing that I had to make it.
So what was your actual ordination like?
Oh, there were a lot of people there. It was an experience that's beyond words, an experience of being profoundly connected with everything. There's a moment in the ordination in which the ordinand lies down on the floor, and there is a song, which is the Litany of Saints, which is sung while I was down there on the floor. And my sense was that I had my mom and my dad and two children that we lost in miscarriage with me right there, affirming this ordination and really being with me. And that was part of the sense that I had, that I was connected with everyone and everything. So that was a profound moment.
What do you bring to the pulpit that a male priest does not?
Well, one thing is I'm married. I am a mother. I have worked out in the world. So you would hear from me things that you could not hear from a celibate male priest, because I have the experience of being in a life that is more like everybody else's life.
Well, I have to ask, I mean, isn't it the case that the church has ruled that it would basically automatically excommunicate any women who get ordained?
Yeah, they've said that.
So do you consider yourself to have been excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church?
No. They say that we've excommunicated ourselves, and I would never do that. The reason that I'm taking this path that I believe is a little harder than one I could have chosen is because I am Catholic in my bones. There's no way that I can be separated from the church. I'm not willing to go along with a law that is so unjust that excludes 50% of the population.
You talked about feeling those connections to your community, to your own family, and particularly your ordination, even to people you had lost who were dear to you. And I wonder, do you feel also a connection to your own younger self, to little first grade Diane Whalen, who just wanted to do good and be a person of God?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have come here step by step, and I'm still that little Diane who had a great desire to be close to God. I'm the person growing up who wanted to serve people. I'm the person who had no idea how I would live out a call that seemed impossible. So all of that is still in me. And I feel so much joy in being able to take that whole life of longing and to bring it to the work and the people that I'm with now.
Well, Diane Whalen was ordained as a priest by the organization Roman Catholic Women Priests. She lives in Olympia, where she ministers to the Holy Wisdom Inclusive Catholic Community. Thank you so much for being on our show, Diane.
Thank you so much, Gabe.